I'm delighted to welcome Jerry Hollins off of the Racetrackers. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. A lot of excitement, and most of the world has been racing world has been paying attention to England this week, but there's still a lot of action left on this side of the pond, and you have a couple of horses that everyone always wants to hear about, and I know you run Battle of Midway tomorrow on Saturday at Santa Anita in the Affirmed. And tell us a little bit about how he's doing, and I guess your plans are to go to the Haskell after that.
We have to get past this race first, but if we do well, then we would consider the Haskell, yes.
I mean, the Affirmed, of course, named after Affirmed, who was all heart, and your horse, Battle of Midway, tends to have that. He seems to be a battler. It seems like he's best when he's fully engaged with other horses nearby. Tell us a little bit about how he's doing.
He's doing real well, and his works have been good. And actually, Pratt's come out to work him every time he's worked. So he's been happy with the works, and so we think we have a live horse for the race tomorrow.
Well, excellent. I was a little surprised to see that you worked him out of the gate. Was that in reaction to any particular problems that he's had working out of the gate?
No, just to give him a reminder. I do that. I know a lot of trainers don't do that, but I like to give them a reminder once in a while. I did with Songbird also before she ran.
Okay. I mean, it's he's a horse that was lightly raced going into the Derby, and he acquitted himself well. Do you see him still maturing as the year continues here?
Well, we're looking for that in him, a horse that's going to improve. I know I took a horse back to the Derby that could have used a little more seasoning, but I thought that he represented himself well.
Well, he did. That was not an easy track to get around, and as you said, it was a big bulky field, and he was a little bit inexperienced. And this will be it'll be easier in terms of competition, but also easier in terms of a smaller field. So I guess you get an opportunity to teach him a little bit more here.
All right, well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Right. Obviously, the two fillies everybody's all excited about, of course, is Songbird. Songbird came back, and I thought was wonderful on her return in New York, and it seems like she won that race as she pleased. I'm assumed you were happy with it?
Very happy, and I thought she ran a very good race.
And what do you have on her agenda moving forward? Have you mapped out a campaign yet?
No, not a total campaign. We could run either in Delaware or at the race in Del Mar. So we're still trying to decide on that. Hopefully, we'll make a good decision.
Okay. Well, of course, Delaware has seen so many good fillies and mares over the years that there's a lot of history there. But I guess Del Mar has its benefits too, and that's where the Breeders' Cup will be.
It is, maybe a race over the track, that would be a consideration. And then also the Breeders' Cup is there this year. We hope to have a good campaign and end up in that race.
Excellent. And then I guess the three-year-old filly that everyone's excited about is Unique Bella has had a little setback, and she's been flattered by how well Abel Tasman has done. Where does she stand, and what is your thoughts on her return?
We're starting back a little bit with her on Sunday, and so we'll see what happens there. But she's totally over what she had, and we're happy about that.
Excellent. Well, Jerry, I thank you so much for giving you time. I know how busy you are, and I know how operating on all different fronts, and a lot of excitement for Battle of Midway. I guess the three-year-old championship is still pretty much up in the air, so certainly a campaign that would include the Affirmed and the Haskell and another win sometime in the fall could propel Battle of Midway to the three-year-old championship.
Well, you never know, but I mean, we're thinking positive of Battle of Midway and doing our best, and there are a lot of good horses out there, so we'll see what happens from now until the end of the year.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate your time, and I know our listeners do as well, and best of luck with all of them going forward. Thank you so much.
Thanks.